You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ah! 3 o'clock crawl! Yeah, what is it with... Sandoval, how did he get on NBA today?
Because he works at KBC. They're the same owner. They're all under the same tent.
I work at ESPN. I can spit and hit that building from here.
Yeah, but you're not as well dressed as Kurt Sandoval.
Oh, I can. Are you kidding? You don't think I can be well dressed if I want to be well dressed?
I do not think you can.
Have you not noticed lately that I've stepped up my wardrobe game
with your country tuxedo?
Canadian tuxedo.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a little weird.
Oh, screw you guys.
That one was the only one. Everything else has been fine, but that one was just, you know.
They're reminding me. Thank you very much, Jorge. What's up, fool? Brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. Gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more. I just had some Dos Hombres last night in a delicious.
Oh, so you're back to drinking.
I am. One cocktail is what I'm allowing myself. I went
That's
out
excellent.
To dinner last night.
But are you edible?
I'm going out tonight.
Are you? Where are you going?
I'm going out. It's one of Lisa's best friend's birthday, so we're going out in Newport Beach.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm going to...
Shout out to Christine Zeitches. Happy birthday, Christine.
I'm going to Neil Everett's restaurant tonight.
So he owns this restaurant.
Yeah, he's one of the owners, called Taverna.
And where
it's
is
a Greek
it?
Restaurant. It's on Venice near Grandview.
Oh, it's near you.
Yeah, it's really good. And I love the blood orange margarita made with Dos Hombres instead of tequila.
So, fantastic. Like, if you have one and you're feeling good, will you allow yourself a second
cocktail? Only one.
Okay.
Only one.
But do you edibleize also?
Yeah, I'm double buzzing.
You are double buzzing.
Now, did you go to a dispo yesterday, Mace, and take advantage of the 420 sales like I did?
You know, I'm fully loaded up, John.
I would think.
I've got my full cabinet.
You have an allotment that'll last you a year?
Yes, I do.
Are you working out?
Oh, you know, we got some breaking news.
What's that?
Bad news?
You know who's coming on after us today? For the first time in a long time?
Like filling in on Sedano and
yes.
Cap? Who?
Andy and Brian Kamenetsky.
Hey, aren't
Wait,
you the guy
both Sedano and Cap are out?
Dance party, hoedown
yeah, both Sedano phone? And Cap are out today. Sedano's probably covering something, and Cappy's probably enjoying the summer. It's, as Morales would say, it's summer, all summer. What does he say?
So, summer station.
Summer station.
Sedano's in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, and Cappy's at a wedding.
At a wedding. There you go. So, it's Andy and Brian Kamenetsky for the first time in a long time. And as a matter of fact...
Hey, aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
Our friend Bergman, actually, they do a dance party hoedown on their phone.
It's Lakers related.
It's Locked On Lakers. You do a dance party hoedown on your phone.
It's not on my phone, but yes. But it's not a Dodger.
It's on an iPad.
Yeah.
It's a dance party hoedown on your iPad.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's a Dodgers one. Though.
Did you do the Dodgers show today?
I did do the Blue Review today with Clinton Yates.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So it's available ESPN LA on YouTube.
Yes.
So, Ireland, you will not believe this, but there are only 3 people in this whole building right now.
Why?
I have no friggin' idea. It is me, Bergman, and Jorge. The rest of the... John Chin and all the... Nobody. Just us.
That's it.
Was it a holiday for some reason?
No. So
Fridays, a lot of times, people work from home.
And it's nice out.
Sure, yeah. But Travis and Slee were at Commerce, so they did their show from Commerce Casino.
Yep. And Taylor was here briefly.
Taylor was here. He's gone now. And nobody else came in. I mean, nobody else from that side, from the GKB side, ever comes in on
You know
Friday.
What my
They're
friend
off.
Chris Morales would say? Summer, summer, oh summer. Does he say that?
It Close sounds like Morales.
It sounds like something he would say. So, all right. So it's nice. It's beautiful. The weather's beautiful. It's like 80 degrees downtown where I am. It's nice wherever you are right now. Sun is out. It's like summer. So there are places in town that I am trying to get to, John, that I've not been to before. Like, for
all right,
example,
tell me where you're going, and I'll tell you if I've been there.
Okay. Last week, I went to what I call Little Getty, which is the Getty, what do we call that?
Getty Villa.
The Getty Villa over in Malibu. Have you been to the Getty Villa?
Yes.
It's very nice.
It is.
It's beautiful architecture, but it's really
This
old.
Is where you're going this weekend?
No, I'm going to Big Getty this weekend. I've never been to Big Getty.
So here's the interesting thing. I drive past Big Getty, the Getty Museum, which is right off the 405 freeway at, like, right past Sunset.
Right, right.
That's where Mountain Gate is. That's where I golf.
Right.
So I drive by it all the time, but I've never been in it.
Never gone to Big Getty?
Never.
Yeah, that's one of the lists. LA Times put out a list of the places you got to see if you're a tourist. So let's see how many of these things we've been to. One is Santa Monica Pier.
It's great.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Everybody's
Absolutely.
Been to Santa Monica. Yeah. That's number one on their list. Better with that. Baby Getty is next. Little Getty.
I've been there.
Yeah? Nobody?
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
It's very nice.
Nope, never.
Nope,
yep,
never.
Sure
okay. Number three is Venice Beach. Well, of course.
Yep.
I lived right there. Abbot Kinney is next.
Yep.
Abbot Kinney's most underrated street in LA.
It's great. What's that restaurant that you can get into that I can't?
Felix.
Felix, yeah, I can't get in
Might
there.
Might be the best restaurant in the city.
They got like a 6-month waiting list.
Shout out Janet Zuccherini, who owns it.
Then comes Big Getty, which I'm going to on tomorrow. Going to Big Getty.
Yep, been there.
Rodeo Drive.
Yes, oh, yeah. Of course.
Of course, been there. Oh, this is one that if you haven't been to, you got to go to. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures.
Haven't been there yet.
Well, I went years ago.
Well, no, this is brand new. It opened like 3 years ago.
Well, then I haven't been there.
Yeah.
I have not been there.
They've got right now an exhibit dedicated to The Godfather with the, you know, all the original clothes they wore, the costumes, the music, everything is there. It is spectacular. So if you've never been to the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures, it's on Wilshire near Fairfax.
Google.
All right. The Grove. Of course, everybody's
yeah,
been
yes,
there.
Yes, of course.
Universal Studios. I'm assuming everybody's
Live
been
right
there.
Live right near yeah. it and go
yeah.
all the time.
The Hollywood Bowl.
Yep. Most underrated concert venue in all of California.
It's amazing. Are you going this summer to anything?
I haven't bought tickets yet, but yeah, I'll find something. I go every year to one thing, so I'll find something. And if I can't find anything good, I'll just go to the Sound of Music sing-along.
We're going to go to Janet Jackson at the Hollywood Bowl this year.
Janet Jackson is playing in Memphis tomorrow night, so we just missed her.
She's playing at Yamava coming up, one of our great sponsors. Yeah. Yamava has got Janet Jackson, too.
Yeah, because the Lakers, after the Lakers and Grizzlies played game two, they were getting ready for Janet Jackson.
I saw Alanis Morissette at the Bowl.
Oh, that's got to be great.
It was good. She was really good.
All right, Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood and Highland, which is the place where all the stars are. Did you ever go there?
That's where
Star Walk.
Yeah, that's where I have my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
One of Hollywood's big guns.
Yeah, I am one of Hollywood's big guns. Look it up.
We were there a while back. We actually got a hotel like right off Hollywood Boulevard. It is filthy. It is absolutely filthy. I don't know why.
What's wrong with that?
Why do people not clean that up?
You know what it is? It's character.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is. And yes, we've all been there.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Griffith Observatory.
Oh, yeah. Really cool.
I have never been to Griffith Observatory.
Very cool spot. You can have a picnic up there.
I haven't been there either.
A lot of movies shot
really
up there.
Not, John?
You can hike up there.
You've never been up there, John?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Oh, that's great.
Angel's Flight.
Oh, yeah. Little train right there on Hill Street.
Now, what is Angel's Flight?
All right, so it's across from the Grand Central Market.
Right.
On Hill Street. It's just a little trolley train ride up into, like, it's up a hill.
Okay.
I have done that. That was actually pretty cool. It's very short. The trolley is only, like, I don't know, 100 yards. Maybe.
This is one I've always wanted to go to and I never have. The Walt Disney Concert Hall.
I've never been there either.
It's spectacular.
Yeah. Who'd you see?
Yeah. I went in there. It was a friend of mine was really into the L.A. Phil and they did a concert there. So I went with him and it's unbelievable. It might be the nicest like architectural venue in the city. It's like they did a great job with it.
The thing about that is if you drive by it, it's like completely blinding.
Yeah, it's shiny.
Right. It's so shiny. It's so shiny.
Yeah, it's definitely worth going to.
Always regret. I had a chance to see Chris Cornell do an acoustic show there and didn't go, and I regret. And now Chris Cornell, of course, is gone. But that would have been an unbelievable show. Little Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
I went when I was a kid, but I would go back.
Dodger Stadium, of course.
Yep.
Have you ever taken a tour there?
At Little Tokyo?
No, Dodger Stadium.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they give you a tour around the clubhouse, the trophy, everything.
Oh, nice.
Like $40. Yeah.
I don't know if they'll let us in there. We're not the
No, it's like open to the public.
It's open to the, it's an open tour.
It's open to the public.
No, they'll see Steve and they'll be like, no.
Yeah. Get out.
SoFi Stadium?
Overrated.
Overrated.
SoFi Stadium is overrated. I don't care if I ever go back.
Don't care. I just it's the most, it's the weirdest take.
But you know that three of us have it, and you're the only one who doesn't.
No, you guys all clowned on me.
No.
Yeah, you.
We all think it's overrated.
You guys all gang up and clown on me.
That's not true.
Jorge, do you guys all gang up and clown on me?
No, it's not true.
We all think it's overrated.
No, it is overrated.
Okay,
overrated.
Let's take that out. Do you guys gang up and clown on me?
What's next on the list?
It's only because you're doing something that deserves being clowned on.
Overrated.
But we gang up and clown on Ireland when he does
something.
Yeah,
we do. We gang up and clown on.
And you guys clown on me all the time.
We do. You're right. The show is about ganging up and clowning on the other person. That is the theme of the show. All right, coming up next, let's talk about what needs to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow night's huge for the Lakers. An opportunity to take a 2-1 series advantage. The team that wins game three after a 1-1 start goes on to win 73% of the time. I think I have that number right. All of our, as we get ready for Lakers playoffs, getting you pumped for what's on tap for tomorrow night's game. It is all presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a little Eddie Santiago for you, John.
Hey, there you go. Mason, when are you new?
This is Mia. Mason in Ireland, it's Friday. You know, anything goes today. Anything goes.
It Friday.
Jorge and Bergman and me are the only people actually in the building.
Wait a minute. John Chin's not there?
John Chin is not here.
We added one.
Who?
One person is here. Andy Kamenetsky.
Andy Kamenetsky is here.
He's in the conference room. Brian Kamenetsky will be here soon.
Hey, Mace, before we get into the Lakers, can I ask you about one place I've never been that I really want to go?
Yeah, do it.
Have you ever been to a theater? It's near the Hollywood Bowl, but it's smaller, called the Ford Theater?
Yes, the Ford Theater. It is like right on the, what is that, the 101 right
there? It's on Cahuenga.
Cahuenga,
it only
yeah.
has 1,200 seats. It's super elevated, so nobody's ever more than 100 feet from the stage. It's like really intimate.
Yep.
And I watched this movie during the pandemic called The High Note, with Dakota Johnson and Tracy Ellis
Ross. Oh, I saw that movie, yeah.
And they end it in the Ford Theater, and it looks incredibly cool. It looks like a mini Hollywood Bowl. I would love to go there. You've been there?
I've been there. My church, which is Agape, the Agape International Choir performed there. So the entire congregation showed up at the Ford Theater for a concert, I don't know, seven, eight years ago or so.
It was built. Theater. It was basically cut into the Hollywood Hills in 1920. They renovated it maybe 5-6 years ago, and I would love to go there. That's one thing I haven't done that I'd love to do.
Big shout out to my minister, Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith. Great guy.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
Yeah, he's been on the show, exactly. All right, so Lakers tomorrow night. He is a huge Lakers fan. In fact, I've bumped into him at Lakers games.
Oh, let me say something about tomorrow night if you have tickets.
Yeah.
Memphis's fans were really, really good. Like, super loud, super into it. I'm convinced they had something to do. I don't want to give them more credit than they deserve. But they had something to do with that Game 2 victory. They were really all over the league. So if you're going to the game tomorrow, you got to bring playoff-level intensity. I think it'll happen naturally. Laker fans always do kind of get geared up for the playoffs. But if you got tickets on Saturday, or if you have tickets for Monday, you got to go loud and you got to go strong because Memphis is a really good home court. Memphis was 36-5 at home this year.
Yeah.
So we got to take care of business for these home games.
So I would imagine that people are going to try to heckle Dylan Brooks. What's a good heckle for him?
Well, did you see LeBron did media today and he just got sick of it all and walked away?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just goes, I'm not here for the BS.
By the way, I don't think it I'm of the school that LeBron was already lighting him up. I don't think he's going to necessarily do anything different because Dylan Brooks has, you know, got a loud mouth.
Yeah, and I think guys like Dylan Brooks tend to feed off that when people heckle him.
So it's like Draymond Green's,
right,
you know, celebrating after he gets ejected.
Kobe used to love to get booed. I know that sounds weird, but he would love to shut people up when he would go on the road.
Would right. you call L.A. actually a good heckling city?
No.
No.
Very laid back.
A bad heckling city.
Most yeah. people are like Mason. They either get there late or leave early.
Right. We got to beat the traffic.
but
it's a real
Laker
thing.
Fans,
I don't
it's hard to get out of
Laker
the parking
fans
here.
Tend yeah, to change during the playoffs. So Laker fans show up. So I think I'm counting on a home court advantage tomorrow.
Yeah.
They'll show up and they're loud, but they don't heckle.
Bergman, by the way, why are you not going tomorrow night when that seat is available
because
next to Slee?
Because I have a child.
Oh.
Mason,
right.
why are you going tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Because Saturdays I try to do nothing. My goal is to do nothing on Saturdays. Well, maybe that.
Is that code for yeah? Okay.
No, I try to not pay attention to stuff. I try to soak in the jacuzzi, do a little cannabis, read a little bit. I'm in the middle of a good book. I'm reading a book called The Leftovers by Tom Perata. I've read a bunch of these books by Tom Perata. He wrote Election, which is really funny. It's fiction. I only read fiction. I know. I never read. You read a lot of nonfiction.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah.
I like biographies.
Yeah, I know you do.
I like reading about people.
And you read that 700-page book about HBO.
1,200, but 1,200. Who's counting?
Yeah, I don't think I can.
And now HBO's
that.
Gone. They renamed the whole thing Max.
That's right. It's combined in some weird way.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Tom Perata, great writer. I don't know where the hell he is. But
What's the book you recommended for our book club?
Oh, the book club is Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway.
Do you guys have a book club? Yeah.
We do. We read The Alchemist, and the next book in the book club is Ernest Hemingway, Old Man and the Sea.
Well, if it's anything like my wife Lisa's book club, nobody reads the book, and they just go to the meetings and drink. So you get that to look forward to.
Momo says, Bron doesn't care about Dylan Brooks at all. He's old, not into drama, just like Mace.
She's writing into this, but she's not responding to my text about whether she's going to fill in for you next week.
That's
so if you're listening, Momo, please text me back.
Yeah, you're not a big enough name for her to text you back.
No. How did you get this seat? That was her thing when I was sitting
down. Oh, right. That is true. She totally big-timed you. How did you get this seat?
It was very strange.
It was. It was weird. By the way, Dodgers lost 13-0 today.
Yeah, I lost $10 to Mason when they were down 12-0. I bet him that the Dodgers would come back. I said I'd bet him $10 if he'd give me $1,000. Mace, were you ever worried?
Never. Yeah. they had one little dribbler down the third base line, and that was really about it. That was about it. No, I felt pretty good about that from the jump, 13-0.
Hey, just out of curiosity, you guys are all Laker fans. What would you like Anthony Davis to do? They throw the ball into him. He gets double or triple teamed. Do you want him to kick it out to Rui Hachimura or D'Angelo Russell or Malik Beasley, or do you want him to turn into the double team and try and draw a foul?
Attack, attack, attack. By the way, he's got smaller defenders on him.
Tillman's 6'10".
Jaren Jackson Jr. is
6'10".
Is a big. Xavier Tillman, yeah, you're right, he's a big. But these guys, honestly, if Anthony Davis is a top five player in this league, I want him to do what Giannis would do, do what Embiid would do, go to the rack and find a way to score.
What I'd like to see. I'd like to see the Lakers pick up the pace even after made baskets by the Grizzlies. In other words, don't give the Grizzly defense a chance to set up their double teams. Just get the ball and go. I think if the Lakers push the pace, AD will end up, because people don't know this about Anthony Davis. When he was a sophomore in high school, He was 6'1". He grew 9 inches between his sophomore year of high school and his freshman year at Kentucky. So if he can run the floor, and I would like to see the Lakers try and find opportunities to get him in space where he can run and create, and they won't be able to stop him. So I'd like to see some of that.
See, I'd like to see them that with that make that decision faster. Sometimes he's going to have to kick it out to those guys you were saying, and sometimes he has to be aggressive and go to the rack. But he has to make that decision immediately. It's not stand there and try and decide and try and, you know, juke some guys.
Right.
Once he gets the ball, make a decision. Either go or kick it out.
Jorge, what about you?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game tomorrow. Game 3 from, I don't know, dog. I'm doing the podcast.
I love when I see Jorge doing something else. Yeah. I just say, what do you think, Jorge? I actually, you can't. You knew it was game 3.
I did.
You're onto that. Yeah. That's good. That's good. All right. Yeah, no, tomorrow's not obviously, by no stretch of the imagination is tomorrow must win.
Really?
No.
You normally think everything's a must win.
But it is a you better win. It is a this is your home court that you've got to defend. This is your go up 2-1 because the team that falls behind 2-1 generally loses the series.
You gave 73%. 73%
of the time, the team that wins game 3 after a 1-1 start goes on to win the series.
Yeah, Lakers are going to win tomorrow. I'm feeling confident.
Me too. And what are we feeling on John now? Yay or nay?
I think he's going to play.
It seems like.
Hey, what's the line for tomorrow?
Oh, that's a good question.
What are you going to do here? Let's see. Lakers minus 3.5.
Jorge, you won some money on the Warriors last night,
didn't
you?
I lost some money on the clip or the
on the Suns.
On the Suns, yeah.
Hey, by the way, while you're looking that up, Greg, what would you guys do if you were Steve Ballmer? What would you do about Kawhi?
I'd trade him. I'd get out of the Kawhi business. I'm done with him.
I think I might too.
Yeah, honestly,
that was load management last night, right?
But I mean, what good is he's an unbelievable player. But what good is he if he can't show up and he consistently doesn't show up?
Well, I've heard the theory that they didn't want him to play last night so he'll be fresh for tomorrow. I'm like, it's a 7-game series.
And they're
guys.
Better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the underdog here. The whole point of load managing during the regular season is that you'll be able to play every game in the postseason.
When there's no back-to-back.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I would get out of the Kawhi business. I really would. I
don't think you're crazy.
Let him be somebody else's problem at this point. When he is playing, he is one of the dynamic stars in the league, and he went on a really unbelievable run down the second half of the stretch. But load managing during the season, I can't imagine. This isn't load managing in the middle of a 7-game series, is it?
No. And I don't know if you're – and there's a salary cap, so if you're giving a max contract to a guy that's only going to play 50 games and can't play in the playoffs – what good does that do you? I think I would probably move on too.
We have just found a fifth player.
Fifth person.
A fifth person in the building. Trish is here. Hey, Trish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Trish.
Is it her birthday?
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Trish. Trish is one of the good ones.
Hey, here's my bet for tomorrow.
Okay.
Game 3, minus 3.5, 30K on the Lakers.
Whoa.
Wow, he's actually taking the Lakers for the first time this season.
I will say this, Jorge. I admire the fact that you're not running from your massive mythical money lead. You just keep betting big.
Just
God bless you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Peak on peak.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me 31K. 31K more on the Lakers minus the 3.5. I'm allowed to bet if it's more than 30.
It had
to be more. All right, Greg, I got one.
Okay.
10K that when the final buzzer sounds on Monday night, Mason will not be there.
Oh, you know, just to spite you.
And that's exactly what it's going to be now. You're going to lose 10K.
You've guaranteed.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Because I know he doesn't want to stay. That's exactly why I did it.
No.
He will do it just to spite me. He will stay.
I've been planning the whole time to be there for the whole game.
Mm-hmm. You haven't stayed for a whole game all year.
No, I have not. That's,
there you go.
That's fair.
So I'm just betting where the evidence
takes
me.
But a lot of times
me.
I go for the schmooze. Right. I'm trying to be a better schmoozer like Cappy. Cappy's an excellent schmoozer. You should see him in action up in that suite. He's
schmooze
just schmoozing
me,
everybody.
Baby.
Yeah. I got to be a better schmoozer.
By the way, Momo's throwing shots at you in the chat.
What did she say now?
Chat fight. Chat fight.
No, what did she say?
She's not throwing shots at
chat fight.
Mace. She's talking about Kawhi.
No, no, no. That's like someone bailing on the show at 10 a.m. That's a shot at Mace.
Oh, that is. Yeah.
Chat fight.
Yeah, Mason's the only guy who bails on shows at 10 a.m.
Chat fight. Have I ever bailed on a show at 10
a.m.? Yes.
At 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that's why Momo had to fill in.
It must have been... I must have been crazy sick or just crazy, one or the other.
It was something. You can call it whatever you want, but you did.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Happens.
It's like when John has a technical problem, when his equipment doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm still mad at that hotel. And I have to go back there. Ugh.
Pepe texts, me too. I'll get rid of Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a great player, but he just doesn't play enough.
Right.
That's the problem. All right.
And they pay him like he does.
Yeah, they do. They do. Coming up next, we'll play a little sound. We haven't done a lot of this today. But I want you to interpret whether Tom Brady is really retired or not.
Really?
Yeah.
He's talking again?
Talking again. We've got that for you coming up next. Then we got Game of Games. It is Jorge's game today, and I believe I am leading the month. Am I not? I've never won a month outright.
You
I think
leading
I'm leading the month.
You have four. Sedano has three. I have two. You are right there.
You know
there
what they say?
Think of it.
Month of the Mace. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bah. 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 Is that the remix with John Ireland included?
No,
we still don't have John in there. We'll cut that so John's there. Go to the day tomorrow night.
It better be Anthony Davis.
I say Anthony Davis, Bergman.
It has to be Anthony Davis.
And
LeBron.
Wait, you said Schroeder earlier.
No, I did say
just
Schroeder.
Changing your go to the day.
Flip-flopping like you.
I'm not a flip-flopper. All right, so John, Tom Brady will not.
Speaking of flip floppers,
continues to talk about Miami, retired, or TV, or whatever it is. So here is Tom Brady. I think he's asked about the Dolphins, right? Is that the way this works? He's asked about the Miami Dolphins. Here's what Tom Brady says.
I will say, now that I'm not affiliated with any team anymore, and even though I have strong ties with a couple teams, I do have some friends on the Dolphins that I really like. So I wouldn't say I necessarily root for them all the time, but I root for my friends to do well, and several of them play for Miami.
Okay, so I have some friends that play for the Dolphins. Does it mean anything?
I don't think he's coming back, but, man, there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tua is going to hold up. You know, Tua's got that concussion issue.
Yep. He says he's ready to play. You know what he said the other day? He said, I'm learning how to fall.
But I wouldn't be shocked if Brady came out of retirement, would you?
I would be stunned at this point. You can't double retire. Like, you already did
it
once.
Be triple.
Yeah, this would be – no, well, this would be double retiring and then coming back, right?
Right. So three of them.
Three of them. Yeah. I can't imagine you could be that indecisive about things. Bergman, what do you think?
So, I don't think he's coming back at all. But the Tua thing is just really weird to me, too. Like, what if he gets a concussion? What if he gets one? Just one.
If you're a quarterback in the NFL, you're bound to get a concussion.
Well, but isn't
are you
that
not?
A problem? I mean, that's
but every quarterback is going to deal with
but
that.
Him specifically.
It's his life's work. It's his passion.
I get it. He has like $40 million in the bank right now. Like, you got cash. Your health is more important.
He can't have that much already. He's still in his rookie deal.
No. He's got a.
Are you just estimating?
No, I've looked it up before, but I'll look it up again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're a football player, you're going to get a quarterback. Eventually, you're going to get a concussion.
Sorry, 30. 4 years, $30 million.
Yeah. I mean, that just goes, that's part of the deal, right? It's a sport where you're going to get a concussion. And he had, what, two last year?
He had, I think, three. Well,
well,
it was two in 1 week.
We know about. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, probably a lot more than that.
Yeah, I mean, I would personally check out. Would you check out, Ireland?
No, I'd keep playing.
Even though you got $30 million?
Yeah, I'd probably keep playing.
Would you?
Yeah, but now I don't know what his family situation is. I don't know if he's
right,
married,
all that stuff. We don't
or...
know. But in a vacuum, you would keep playing.
Yeah.
There's so many players that, and they sort of come and go in the news and we don't necessarily talk. So many players are dying at really young ages.
Yeah, I don't think you can tell somebody else what to do.
No, it's I'm really... asking what you would do.
Yeah,
I wouldn't tell Tua play or don't play.
Yeah,
but it's a question of what you would do.
I think if I was in love with football and that was all I knew, I think I would try and play.
Yeah, I think I would probably cash out.
I wouldn't think less of you if you did. I think it's a totally reasonable response to what he's going through. I can understand the other side.
You know, we all hear, despite what you hear on the show sometimes, we all genuinely care about each other.
Yes.
So I came across this story, and I don't know that we necessarily talk, right? We always say, how you doing? How are you? You say that to everybody,
but don't
right?
say that if you call.
Yeah, don't say it if you call. So I've got this list of things you can say that might get a better, more honest response than how are you? Because if I say how are you, what's your answer?
Good.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. So here are some examples. How are you really?
Fine.
You would still answer it that way?
Yeah.
Fine? Okay. How about this one? How are you doing right now?
Good.
Tired.
Jorge?
I can't say it on the air.
Bored?
I can't say it on the air.
What's been on your mind lately?
Oof, lots of stuff.
World peace.
World peace.
But see, that's
when you say world peace, what are you thinking about? Like,
I remember that movie, Miss Congeniality. Whenever you can't think of anything, just answer world peace.
That's also beauty pageants. I believe that works.
No, that's what Miss Congeniality is.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is.
When they ask the contestant, you know, what's the most important thing to you? World peace.
How about if you phrase it this way? Instead of how are you? You say, if you're being completely honest with me, how would you describe your feelings today?
I feel like I need to lay down and have a session with you.
How would I describe my feelings today?
It's just weird.
Yeah.
I'm feeling strong and confident today.
That's very good. Very good.
Feeling good, a little tired, probably could use a nap.
Now,
but
would
the
you
honest answer to the question is, it doesn't matter how I feel. It matters how Anthony Davis feels.
It's true. How does he feel?
And the real answer is, it's not about me. It's about you. How are you?
Oh, that you would turn the whole thing
around.
Turn
the whole thing around.
Would you do it with Alex, the security guard downstairs? What's on your mind lately, Alex?
I think you should do that on your way out.
I'm going to. Good. If he's there, I'm going to ask him.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. He lists Alex, the security
guy. He is
a
P1.
Listens to the show religiously. I love this guy.
Every time one of you are out, as I'm walking up, he'll be like, hey, who's in for Ireland today?
Hey, yeah, he knows my schedule. Today? He always says to me, welcome back, or when'd you get back, or, you know, he's following
everything.
He's
a great
closely.
Guy. We need more people like Alex. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Jorge's game today. I lead the month. Are we going to have a Kamenetsky playing? One or both Kamenetskys will be playing. They're filling in for Shadano and Cap in a little while. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and I am the leader for the month of April. I have never won a month outright in the history of the show, which still stuns me.
And we've been doing it for like 3 years.
It is Jorge's game today. And Jorge, I hope I have a built-in advantage. I think we've got a AK and BK here. Andy Kamenetsky, Brian Kamenetsky.
How can you be that bad?
I don't understand. I think it's because I don't take it as seriously as everybody
that's
else.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't think that's
no, that is it. That is it. I don't care as much as everybody else.
It's not like a Larry Miller.
You're not competitive like everyone else is.
It's not like a Bob Miller award.
Bob Miller, excuse me.
That's Larry Miller.
Larry, that'd be some kind of comedian award. Exactly.
No, Larry Miller owns Sit and Sleep.
Sit and Sleep, right.
Mattress
store, yeah. So Jorge, tell us about the game.
All right. So I completely forgot I had the game. I went to a site check today. But Lindsay and Laura are more than willing to help me to bail me out of this one. So Laura's going to host it today.
Oh, Laura is. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Hi, Laura.
I got roped into this, so have fun with this.
Excellent.
Okay, Laura.
Excellent, Laura.
How does the game work?
So it's called Big Word Day Trivia. So it's a trivia game.
It's Big Word, yeah.
So I'm going to read you guys the word, and then you guys are going to pick A, B, or C, and then you guys pick what the word means.
Okay, got it.
Do we have to wait? If we just know, can we just jump in?
No.
Okay, May said no.
No. No, everybody's got
to. Why are you trying to change the rules, Brian?
Fair, I'm even not, chance.
Just, multiple choice.
Stop trying to change
the rules. Who fancies himself an egghead over here?
It's just the rare
game that kind of feels right up my alley.
You just got here, and you're already trying to change the game.
BK, you want to host this? Because I can't pronounce half these words.
No, do it, Laura. Do it.
Just spell them.
Okay. What is the meaning of
circumlocution?
Okay, there you go.
That's not it either.
Okay.
So what? Spell it.
C-I-R-U-M-L-O-C-U-T-I-O-N.
Circumlocution.
Yeah, there you go. That's
circumlocution.
What I said.
Okay,
circumlocution.
Got it.
All right, got it.
I feel like it's a spelling bee.
Laura, the choices?
Oh, A, a form of transportation. B, a type of musical instrument. C, the use of many words when a few would suffice. D, a system of government.
Okay.
Circumlocution.
I will say it is the one about the many words. Andy?
I also think it's many words.
BK?
I've already forgotten.
I know.
I was really impressed with myself for knowing it was circumlocution.
Okay.
Well, great. I'll say the one about the words.
The one about the words. Okay. Bergman? Would you get you?
Yep. C.
In Ireland?
I'm with the crowd.
And then
I'm not playing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, it is C.
It's his game.
Nice!
Yeah, the use of words.
Everybody takes the point.
All
right, good.
Okay, the next one. What is the meaning of, since you know the damn words, just say it. George.
What?
Say it.
Acrimonious.
This is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all, I got roped into this 2 minutes ago.
I think that this game is going to be acrimonious.
Yeah. I have an acrimonious relationship with this game.
I suggest we call it.
I have a great deal of acrimony for what's going on right now.
I think we
all get a point.
How about you guys all win?
Okay, everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, I need one. What
there
the hell?
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
If I would have actually done the game, it would have been good. You could have just asked me earlier.
Yeah, well, you guys.
Instead of planting me your weird game.
Jorge, you've got one job.
One job, bro.
Seriously, Jorge, you haven't had to do a game in like a month. And we told you yesterday.
I totally forgot. Seriously, I totally forgot.
You could have texted me, bro.
I could have, yeah.
All right. Bergman is the producer. You're kind of in charge of the whole mess.
Nah, don't blame it on Greg. Nah.
Whoa.
We blame everything on Greg. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was on me. My bad.
Wait,
my
you
bad.
Guys all won. Why are you guys complaining? Yeah, exactly. Minus one to everybody, man.
Oh, so we all got a point, and then we all lost a point.
Okay,
all right, good.
Fair
so
enough.
We're even for the day.
Wait, that's it, right?
It's Friday. All right. Thank you, Laura. That was
You're
great.
You're welcome. I know it wasn't.
Gracias,
but, you know.
Laura. You pronounced the first one.
We now have a new standard for worst game of games ever.
That is like number one worst by so much.
We've had some bad ones, but that is by far the most mail it in, totally useless game of games ever produced.
Hey, we all got a point out of it. Hey, chill.
No, you didn't, Jorge.
That game.
Yeah, Jorge, there's no way you're getting anything for that.
Somewhere Ramona felt a disturbance in the force.
Yes.
Like something went wrong and it didn't involve me.
So Brian Kamenetsky's here. What are you doing, BK?
Radio.
Yeah.
Circumlocution.
Circumlocution is exactly what you're going to do.
Hey,
aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
We need Ethan to record a new open for Greg and Clinton doing their Dodger dance party hoedown thing. That should be part of your open.
Riley should do that.
Yeah, Riley
just called the Blue Review. We're fine with that.
Now, how old is Ethan now? Because that's Ethan as a this has been
as
years
a, as
right?
a Ute.
That was right at the beginning of the pandemic. He is now 36 years
36 years old.
No, he's 10. He'll be turning 11 in about a month.
Oh, nice.
Very
nice.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
All right, so for people who don't know, Brian and Andy host the Locked On Lakers podcast.
Yes.
Which is, it's daily, right, Andy?
5 days a week.
5 days a week.
Anywhere you get your podcast.
Close to daily.
Is there a YouTube component?
There is a YouTube component. Yes.
So the question I have for you two is, are Laker fans happy that we got a 1-1 split or miserable because we lost game two?
They're angry at the way we got a 1-1 split. I think if they had just played a garden variety, good game, but you lose because you get outplayed for whatever reason, they could live with that. But if you get out-hustled, out-worked, out-desired against a team that is down their best player on top of Steven Adams and Brandon Clark, they're upset about it.
Right, but couldn't I argue that the Grizzlies were as desperate as they were ever going to be? They knew if they lost that game, the season was over. So they came out with basically playing for their lives, and the Lakers didn't match that intensity because they had already got their one win.
I'd argue that's dumb.
Exactly right. I mean, John, you've been doing this. It's not your first day. I mean, you know how. I mean, like, this is how Lakers fans react to
it. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, no, Lakers fans, they didn't come out of the box hot, and Memphis did, and you got buried. And
I like where we're positioned right now. I think that 1-1 with two games at home, and I think Anthony Davis is going to play better tomorrow. I have a lot of confidence they're going up 2-1 by tomorrow night.
I got a lot of confidence in them too, but it's just the idea of every game in the playoffs matters so much. And, you know, this is also a team that spent like 85% of the season below 500. It doesn't feel like the right time to just rest on your laurels, you know, up 1-0 in the playoffs that nobody expected you to be in for a while. Like, you can't take these games for granted. So that's why a lot of Laker fans have been upset.
Yeah. All right, Brian, Andy, in your opinion, is what Dylan Brooks is doing a big deal, a little deal, or no deal at all?
It's a big deal for Dylan Brooks. I think this is very much part of Dylan Brooks's process. He's like a method actor. Like
Jeremy Strong from Succession?
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, you know,
pissing everybody off all around him.
You know, this is sort of how he does it. And I think he can't be Dylan Brooks with a. Is it really going to change the way that LeBron James, 20-year veteran, 5-time NBA champion, plays? I'm giving him a fifth one.
Yeah, give him the fifth.
That time he dragged that awful Cavs team to the finals.
Right.
I'm giving
counts
him that
for
title.
Two.
Counts for two.
Yeah.
It's not going to change the way LeBron plays.
By the way, the interesting part of that was that you compared him to Jeremy Strong, because Jeremy Strong can only do it one way, right? He's methody guy, and he's got to be miserable in order to play miserable. Dylan Brooks has got to be a jackass to be a jackass.
Well, there's also too. There's branding going on here. This is Dylan Brooks branding himself and making a name for himself. He even said he hasn't made the name for himself yet that he wants. Like, it'd be one thing to call LeBron old, say that he hasn't given him 40 yet, whatever. That could be in and of itself just part of the process. But
right.
When you do that while wearing mirrored sunglasses.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention, because doesn't it, that to me looks like he had raided Cappy's closet. Like if Cappy wore that outfit to the Mandy Awards, would anybody be surprised? I wouldn't.
No,
I would not.
Yeah.
I would not.
Cappy's a stylist.
Yeah. We all have to up our game for the Mandy Awards.
Who dressed you? Scott Kaplan.
Scott Kaplan, yeah.
But, I mean, there is an element of Dylan Brooks is brand building in the same way that I think Patrick Beverley brands build through this stuff, Draymond Green brand builds.
It's just a matter of time until we are listening and quoting the Dylan Brooks podcast, isn't it? Is that not coming?
It's kind of shocking he doesn't have one.
It is. It is.
Yeah, we have one.
Yes, exactly. Do you know that Andy was a co-host, a guest fill-in on the Culture Pop podcast this week?
I did not know that.
He filled in for Sue Kolinsky. John, did you know that?
I was unaware.
Yeah.
Is that a paid gig?
Have you gotten the check?
I assume the papers with my stock holdings and stuff.
Yes, yes. Gonna arrive soon.
You have a small piece of the company.
I own
now.
A piece of Culture Pop.
Yeah, right. No, we talked to Jake Busey, who's got a movie out, and also, of course, is famous for Starship Troopers, which is like one of the great.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It's such a fun movie. John, did you see Starship Troopers?
Is that the one Denise Richards?
Yes,
in?
Yeah. Denise Richards.
He remembers the co-ed shower.
Oh, yeah.
You know John.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Really ahead of its time.
It was. So Andy's now the regular. You've got so much going on. You're also the regular fill-in host of
really
the Culture Pop podcast.
I'm just like an alarm bell away from anywhere. Anywhere in media, you just put out the AK signal and I show up.
Now, have you guys been to we were talking about this earlier, the local places where tourists should see. One of them is the Little Getty, mm-hmm. the one in Malibu, and the other one is the Big Getty, they call it, up on the 101, the 405, right?
That you got to take the tram up.
Correct. Now, have you been to either one?
I've been to the Big Getty. And I've driven by the little one.
Yeah, the Little Getty. Mm-hmm. I went to the Little Getty last week. Now, the one thing I'll say about the Little Getty, it's really nice to look at. But unless you're interested in seeing a picture from 700 BC, it's really not for you. It's not art. It's like old stuff. It's like artifacts. Now, am I going to see art at the Big Getty? Or am I going to see more
millions,
artifacts?
Millions of dollars worth of art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like paintings and stuff, right?
Yeah.
There were no paintings at Little Getty.
No, Little Getty's more of a venue.
A venue. Yeah. I'm excited for that. That's one of the things I've got on my bucket list for this summer is to see every museum in LA.
Are you leaving us after the summer?
No, I feel like I've lived here for a long time and there's stuff that I've never actually seen.
What's still on the list?
Let's see. What is on the list? Well, the Little Getty and Big Getty were on the list. The LACMA, I've never been to.
You've never been to LACMA?
I've never
you know
been
what?
To
it's
LACMA.
It's actually a good time to go to LACMA, but the entire thing is under construction.
Like, oh, is it really?
But because of that, they only have two buildings open right now. And they've taken all the art and basically put it into these two buildings. It's like a greatest hits album. Like if you're not into like a deep dive of big galleries and big time, but you want to go there and you want to see like all the impressionists and modern guys and this, that, whatever. In like three floors.
Right.
It is a greatest hits album. It is a good time to go.
So my biggest, Ireland, you'll appreciate this. The thing I want to see the most this summer is the inside of the ESPN TV building. I don't know how.
You would have to be either Rob Fugazaki or Kurt Sandoval, and you're not.
Or a PA.
Yeah.
Maybe a PA.
What? You've never been in there?
I've never been invited in.
We've even been in there.
Yeah, have you been on the TV there?
Multiple times. We've been.
Andy's been in when he fills in for Clinton.
I've never been on TV in that building. I find that amazing.
Wow.
I could throw a rock and hit the building.
Yeah.
And
maybe that's why you haven't been on.
Maybe that's why. But I cannot get on TV at this place. Kurt Sandoval, Rob Fugazaki, mm-hmm. we're both in NBA today.
It really speaks to how little they want you on because it's so easy to put you on. You are right here.
I'm so conveniently located.
Like, this is personal.
All right, let's hit the Super Stager. Andy Kamenetsky there. By the way, I normally say Game of Games is proudly sponsored by Call Jacob, but instead I will say it was sadly sponsored by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Are you aware of Andy's?
Roars.
He's been making animal noises on the show. There is the lion. There is the goat.
That sounded like
right,
a penguin.
So,
this is not a goat.
No, it's not good at all.
So, Andy and Brian, yesterday we did a kind of a weird thing where we casted ESPN LA the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with a whole bunch of different people.
Yes.
So I just got a tweet, Mace, asking you and I who we would cast as Andy and Brian in the ESPN LA movie.
Ooh. Okay.
I know my answer, but go on.
So,
not who you would cast.
It's not who you would cast.
No, but my goal in casting was to pick somebody that has some resemblance to you and that you would actually approve of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not trying, like, Mason gave Travis Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy is definitely right there, and his son Bobby agrees.
Okay, so, Andy, for you... this is one of my favorite actors. I don't know if you'll know who this is, but for you, Corey Stoll. What do you think?
Oh, that's really good.
I could live with Corey Stoll. Yeah, it's not who I would cast, but I can totally live with Corey
Stoll. Okay, and Brian, for you, how about Mark Strong? Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. Mark Strong is a great actor.
Did you have any, or Brian, have you seen
Kingsman
movies?
Give me that guy. Yeah, give me that guy.
Okay, so I think both those guys could play you guys. Mace, what do you think for Andy and Brian?
For Andy and Brian, I will say just because Andy believes he looks like Jason Statham, I'm going to say Jason Statham.
That is who is playing me in this movie.
All right, and then how about for Brian?
I was once
for Brian, I was going to go Patrick Stewart.
Oh, that would be
a little
awesome.
Old. How about Howie Mandel for Brian?
I'll take that
Howie
too.
Mandel. I was also going to say Ed Harris.
Oh,
ooh, that's
also
a good
too
one.
Old.
Yeah,
Stanley Tucci.
Probably
again,
too old.
Can we get below 70 with anyone?
Basically, we're just naming.
He's 62.
At least they're all alive. I appreciate that.
Name your favorite bald actor is basically the exercise.
I was once screamed at. Like down a city block by a homeless person who thought I was Phil Collins and I did not get that money. So there is a
Phil Collins.
So somewhere there is a homeless guy thinking he got stiffed
by
Phil Collins.
Who thinks Phil Collins is a cheap bleeper.
Yeah. No, Phil Collins I get.
Patrick Stewart.
I like Patrick Stewart.
He's phenomenal.
Phil Collins is also like 70.
Yeah. What about Vin Diesel?
This is actually a few years ago. Like I feel like I have grown into my age. I am 47.
Yep.
And I think now I actually kind of look about 47. The problem was when
Phil Collins is 72.
Right. Yeah, when 72. I was 27, I looked 47.
Right. Because when the guy thought you were Phil Collins, this was a long time ago.
I was like a sophomore in college. This was a while ago.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart is 82.
Yeah.
I just like saying his name, Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick. What about Vin Diesel?
Sure.
It's all about the family.
How old is J.K. Simmons?
Oh, J.K. Simmons is good.
I would say J.K. Simmons is in his 60s.
Well into his 60s.
We cannot find.
Good, we're aging you down.
Is there not a single bald man under 50 that anybody's ever heard of?
J.K. Simmons, 68.
I'm just going to Google bald.
I think Vin Diesel's probably.
Wait, Brian, how old did you say you were?
I'm 47.
That's the exact age of Corey Stoll.
See, I'll take Corey Stoll. Andy is significantly older than I am.
Whatever. Jason Statham's playing me. We've already decided.
John Cryer.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
He's bald now.
He's bald now.
I have honestly never been confused with John Cryer, but I'm sure. Let's be honest.
Telly Savalas.
Michael Chiklis.
How about Michael Chiklis?
Michael Chiklis.
Sure.
Chiklis is too fast.
All bald people.
Right.
Look
so
alike.
I mean, it's like, why does Austin Reeves constantly get compared to Alex Caruso? I mean, you know, white basketball.
This is kind of a form of racism that Brian's experiencing
baldism.
Right now.
It's baldism.
It is baldism. I cannot tell you how often I get mixed up for other people who are just clearly other middle-aged bald
guys. You guys are being so baldist right now.
Yeah, Brian really is so close to pulling a, what do you mean you people, right now?
Yeah, no,
I am a real person.
Yes.
Okay, with feelings.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Michael Chiklis. We get it. Michael Chiklis is almost 60.
Yeah, no, everybody.
So we keep moving you down.
Everybody we've named is much older than you.
So I Googled bald people under 50,
mm-hmm.
and I the first thing that comes up is a link that says, are you really going bald? A dermatologist. we're past that. Yes, we are. Oh, who's this guy?
Well, Hooper's ex says, cast Brian as Andy and Andy as Brian.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Play each other.
That's not a horrible idea.
Oh, the world's 10 most powerful bald men.
Well, Jeff Bezos has got to be there, right?
Jeff Bezos is number one.
Let's see. Who else is bald and
Number two is a very important figure in local sports.
Ballmer?
Steve Ballmer, number two.
How old is Ballmer? He's got to be in his 60s.
He could play you.
Any bald person.
He's 67.
67.
Okay. I would like to make this list one day. Number four is a major sports figure as well, connected to Phil Jackson back in the day.
Tex Winter.
Michael Jordan. Mark Andreessen, Lloyd Blankfein.
Yeah.
Larry David.
Oh, Larry David,
great. Seventh most powerful bald
man
on
Earth. Larry David would be great to play you.
He would.
Except he's too old.
Yeah, he's too old.
Apparently he's not that too old.
The ninth most powerful bald man?
Yep.
The Rock.
Oh, sure.
I'm not sure how scientific these rankings are.
But he's pretty powerful.
He is.
He can open a movie. Boy, things are dragging. Burton, you got anything? It's the Friday drag. I'm telling you, we get to the Friday Supercross talk, I'm out of thoughts. I've like spilled all my thoughts all week long, and
I have bet $10,000 in Mythical Money that Mason will not stay for the entire Laker game when he goes on
Monday.
Definitely
going to be there.
Who wins that bet?
If you're basing this off track record, congratulations on your $10,000, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
But if you're basing it on, I'm going to make sure
Mason
John
may,
loses
right.
$10,000.
I think Mason
dollars.
May stay just to spite me. He's going to want to leave at halftime, but he's going to go, I can't let Ireland win. I'm staying for the
How's
second
your
half.
Mythical bank account looking right now?
Fine. Jorge's running away with it. But Jorge, what'd you bet on the Lakers this weekend?
$30,000 for tomorrow.
Okay.
The score right now is Jorge $343,000 mythical dollars.
He's got
even more than that.
$353,000.
What am I at?
94.
Ireland is
122, and I'm at 77.
77. So Jorge has bet big against the Lakers all year long.
Well, both ways.
Like at 94 grand, Steve, do you feel comfortable tossing away 10? Come 9 o'clock or so, you're feeling a little tired.
I mean, if the Lakers are getting, if they're way up or
I'm
way
there.
Down, he's
I'm
out.
There. I'm no. all. Yeah. I'm pot committed, literally. Yeah.
Mm. It's a shame you're not a middle-aged bald white guy because then you could just find anybody to sit in the chair and we just think it was you.
Mace, you know where Michael and I sit, you probably don't have to wait to exercise your 420 privilege.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I mean.
You've got issues around you
still. There is somebody smoking weed right next to where we do the games and has been there for 2 years.
And they can't catch him. Right. I bet I can find him.
I was just going to say, you should be able to catch him.
Yeah, I should be able. I can sniff
Michael
it
Ross
out.
Should offer a reward to the person who catches this guy.
Okay,
or it could
how
be
much,
a girl.
How much extra mythical money does he get if he solves this mystery?
Oh, if I can solve the mystery, do I get mythical money?
Sure. Ooh.
What's how the much? Mythical Double. Reward?
Oh, $20,000 in mythical money if you can identify the stoner who sits in front of Michael and I, for sure.
Identify the stoner before halftime.
Oh.
Leave, and you're still up $10,000.
No, I'm staying for the whole thing, but I can find the mythical stoner.
Okay.
On Monday.
I'm going to make a point of, as soon as I smell it, I'm going to point it out to you, and you're on.
I'm there. If you, in what section is this?
111.
Okay, so if you're in section 111, I'm sending out a call. And you want me to win mythical money, do I have to reveal who they are, or can I just know who they are?
No, you have to identify him to Robin, the usher who controls that section.
But I don't want to get the guy jacked out of the building.
What are you talking about? You told me that when I help somebody pass a test, that you would turn him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
You're not allowed to smoke in Crypto.com Arena.
Well, he's probably vaping, right? Are you allowed to vape in Crypto.com Arena?
No.
You're going to figure it out.
Vaping in Crypto.
No, of course you can't vape.
This is useful information.
You can't vape inside.
But he's doing it anyway, I'm telling you.
Mason. No, Dodger Stadium, they'll take it away from you.
Yeah,
I've been in that spot. Literally.
They threw you out. I went to a game once with a friend of mine, and he had a package of cigarettes, and he had weed in them. And they caught him when he was walking in, and they wouldn't let him come in. He had to take an Uber
home. At
Dodger
Stadium, he had disguised them as cigarettes, and they found him?
Yeah.
I just feel like given what they charge for concessions, they should be encouraging
people. You're allowed to bring your own food to Dodger Stadium.
You're not allowed to bring weed in.
But no weed.
Yeah. If they catch you, they're not letting you
in. By the way, you smell it all the time at Dodger Stadium.
You smell it all the time. The parking lot here.
Oh, the parking lot here is ridiculous.
LA Live parking lot has to be one of the top five places in LA to get high.
I think people downstairs, they do it before they go to a game. They do it before they go to a movie, right? Because the Regal Theaters are right there.
They do it before they go to Smashburger. Like, they do it before they go to everything
here. You're right.
Well, if they do it before they go to Smashburger, then they have to wait an hour for their food.
but it doesn't feel like as long, though.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel as long.
It just flies.
And that's right when it kicks in, too.
The wait feels shorter. Exactly. What are you guys doing on the show today?
We're going to talk, obviously, some Lakers, some LeBron v. Lakers. We're going to have DeMichael Cole, the Locked On Grizzlies co-host and also covers the Grizzlies for, I believe, the Daily Memphian. He's going to come on with us at 5:45, get some Grizzlies perspective on this, get a little bit of psychology into Dylan Brooks, see what he knows about John
Are you guys qualified in the area of psychology?
We hope he is.
Yeah.
Talk a little Mookie at short.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Did you see him make that play last night?
You know what was great about that
play? He, like, came in the seventh and made the double play in the eighth.
What was so great about that double play is he had the opportunity to flip the ball to second, and he's like, hell no.
I own this.
I am running over.
Unassisted.
Yeah, I don't know if I will ever have a chance to do this again. I am doing the whole damn play.
Well, Dodgers fans are panicking over Mookie at shortstop. He's stoked.
Well, he's excited.
But it is
a waste to have Mookie Betts at shortstop. It's sad that they are that thin in the middle infield that they've got to use Mookie there. Mookie's an elite right fielder with an unbelievable arm and is a real weapon, and they're taking that weapon away.
Well, here's where you will know that the Dodgers have decided the season isn't going anywhere. When Mookie's playing shortstop regularly.
And on an everyday basis.
Like they've just resorted to gimmickry to get fans through the season and just like find something fun about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to get to that point. It doesn't look good right now.
They lost today, so that makes them 10-12 or 10-11.
One game like under 500, okay. Right, Bergman?
Yes.
With one game including today. So that, like, people are I generally have a policy that I don't like looking at the baseball standings until June, just because I don't think they're that relevant. But I follow this stuff on social media and I try to pay attention, whatever. And the way people were talking about the Dodgers, I was convinced when I was going to look at it, oh my God, they're going to be 9 games under 500. They're going to be like the Lakers starting 2-10. They're 500.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dodgers fans are last year 106 wins or whatever it was, and this team is not going to win 100 games. There's no way. I mean, I hope they get into the 90s, but it is right now a very ordinary baseball team. Just you don't look at the standings. If you look at actually the team and the performance, they're just not very good.
They're all hitting about 120.
Yeah, and the bottom half of that lineup is just a disaster at this point.
Their margin for error is, by Dodgers standards, extremely low.
Right.
Like in terms of what fans have become so accustomed to over like the last decade.
Yeah.
All that depth, they don't have it now.
All right. John, are you done for the week?
For the week? No, I have a game tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. You've got the game tomorrow night. We'll have the game right here on 710 ESPN, game number 3. We are back Monday at 1 o'clock. And coming up next for you, the guy who looks like Jason Statham and the guy who looks like every other bald guy in the world, Brian Kamenetsky. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. 710 ESPN.
Roars!
All right, man.